This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, visit nature.com/nature/podcast.
One of the defining characteristics of humans, unlike our other great ape cousins, is that we are fully bipedal. We walk upright on two legs. But exactly when and how our species evolved to stand on its own two feet isn't very clear. This week, scientists report the discovery of an ape fossil that moved around in a way that hasn't been seen before, and which could shed some light on how humans began to take their first steps. Reporter Anand Jagatia takes up the story.
Humans are unique among the living primates in having a skeleton that's well adapted for walking on two feet, right from the bottom of our skulls all the way down to our toes.
Chimps, gorillas, bonobos, orangutans, even gibbons are able to walk bipedally, but they do this just sort of infrequently. So they don't have adaptations to their skeleton for this kind of behavior. They can do it when they need to, you know, when they're carrying a bunch of fruit or something like this.
This is Tracy Kivel, an anthropologist from the University of Kent in the UK. So if other living apes can only walk on two legs if they have to, how did it become the main form of locomotion for us? Tracy explains that when it comes to theories about how bipedalism evolved in humans, there are two main ideas.
One of those hypotheses has been that we evolved from a knuckle-walking ancestor, because chimpanzees, bonobos, and gorillas do knuckle-walking most frequently. And there are some features that we share in our hands in particular, as well as our feet, that suggests that our last common ancestor was a knuckle walker, and then things that are leading to humans eventually sort of stood up and started walking on two feet. But then there are other people that have said maybe this knuckle walking thing seems to be quite specialized, and maybe this has evolved sometime after our last common ancestor. And so some people have said actually it's this sort of more tree-living last common ancestor that would have spent more time climbing, hanging under branches, doing a bit of walking on two feet on the branches, and then for whatever reason, around 7 to 5 million years ago, would have come down from the trees and started walking on two feet.
So far, fossil evidence for these two theories has been hard to come by. There are ape fossils that date from between 6 and 7 million years ago that show evidence of bipedalism. But these are quite fragmentary, and some are considered controversial. This week, in Nature, scientists have reported the discovery of an ape species called Danuvius guggenmosi. The fossils, which are well preserved compared to anything found previously, were discovered in Bavaria. They date to 11.6 million years ago, to a time known as the Miocene.
Actually, we found 38 bones and teeth, and the most important thing is that we can study in one and the same individual several very important joints for the locomotion. So we have the wrist, we have the hip, we have the knee joint, and we have the ankle.
This is Madeleine Boehmer, a paleontologist from Tübingen University and lead author on the paper. The researchers also found two relatively complete limb bones, the ulna in the lower arm and the tibia in the lower leg. Together, these fossil bones and joints were able to tell the authors a lot about how Danuvius might have moved around.
What the authors have described is that they have the upper arms, at least what's preserved of it, show features that you see in sort of other Miocene apes and in living apes, in terms of it looks like an arm that was used for being in the trees, for climbing and a bit of suspension. But then when you look at the lower limb, it looks like the posture is actually, it was a much more extended hip joint, which is more similar to a human posture. The same thing can be said for the knee. And then at the bottom of that leg bone, there's also an ankle joint that looks quite stable in terms of the shape of the joint. And that is also something that you see in humans, and that we need that stability when you have all of your body mass being sort of carried on 2 feet instead of four.
While many of these lower limb bones would have been useful for walking on the ground, one showed that Danuvius was definitely still hanging around in trees. The big toe.
The big toe was really quite big, but contrary to modern humans, the big toe bone, it's laterally twisted. And a lateral twist in the big toe is an indication that the big toe was opposable, like in extant great apes. That means that the foot was like a hand, and he can grasp, for instance, in a tree, So Danubius was able to stand and to walk on two legs, but he did it mostly in the trees.
So it seems like Danubius had a skeleton that both adapted it to walking upright in trees with straight extended limbs like a human, but that it also had arms which were suited to hanging from branches. The authors call this form of locomotion extended limb clambering. So what does this tell us about how humans might have evolved to walk upright? Well, Danubius wasn't the common ancestor of modern great apes and humans, but it does provide fossil evidence for a kind of movement halfway between walking and climbing that hasn't been observed before. As Tracy explains, it's an intriguing possibility that perhaps our ancestors also evolved to walk in a similar kind of way.
What Danubius sort of brings to the table is it's providing a more sort of clear picture on how one of these Miocene apes moved around, a new form of locomotion and a new idea of sort of moving around in the trees that so far is, I think, our best sort of model for what maybe our last common ancestor might have looked like.
That was Anand Jagatia talking to Tracy Kivel from the University of Kent in the UK and Madeleine Burma from the University of Tübingen in Germany.